featured the news quite a bit yesterday because a reporter from that particular news group, Niamh Walsh, had the pleasure or otherwise of meeting Mr. Russell Crowe at the Savoy Theatre last Saturday. She joins on the line now. Good morning, Niamh.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
How are you today?
Okay.
You were seconded to report from the red carpet, I take it.
I was there to interview Russell Crowe for evoke.ie. It's the new website launched by the Mail.
Yeah, and I know it because I've been on it.
You were, and every interview went a lot better, I think.
Well, I've had first-hand experience of being interviewed by you, so I know it's generally not a problem. And nevertheless, I'm not an international movie star. Russell Crowe is. So you're on the rope line. He's walking along, saying hello to everyone, and he gets to you. What happened?
I just threw out what I thought was a light-hearted question about rugby. Because, I mean, you have a few minutes there on the red carpet and you need to, you know, get a question in that's different than anybody else. Drew had a lighthearted question about rugby. He owns a rugby team, you know, so I thought, so I threw out that question. And to be honest, I was just very taken back by his reaction. I mean, he was very ungracious, you know. So then I just threw out this comment, like, you know, obviously I don't know a lot about rugby, which he pointed out. So I just, you know, threw out the comment that, well, you know, we all make mistakes, as he had done a couple of minutes previous by, you know, saying twice that he was in the UK, you know.
Yeah, well, explain that to me, because I didn't know what he had said previously. Was this outside?
He's been interviewed, and I think he said first that, you know, I love to come to Britain. And then when he was interviewed by a girl beside me, he had said, oh, when you come to the UK. So, I mean, you know, obviously he was jet-lagged, tired, so, like, whatever. But I just pointed out that we all make mistakes. There's some things that, I mean, A-list movie star or journalist in the red carpet, there's things that we all don't know about something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you had said to him, why don't you bring your rugby team over? What did you mean by that? Did you mean some sort of rugby league team he's involved with?
Or yeah, he owns a rugby league team. Like, why don't you bring them over? Because, you know...
And he was saying that actually I play rugby league. You guys have rugby union, so it was a kind of a small point to be kind of quibbling about in some respects, was it?
Yeah, it was just very ungracious, his reply. You know, it was just. I suppose I was just taken aback by it. You know, he could have just been had a bit of banter and moved on. You know,
he didn't move on though. He tweeted later on. He thought, what did he say?
Well, that was the thing. I mean, like I'm not easy to find on Twitter. I don't tweet a lot. I mean, so. He, like Russell Crowe, then obviously went and searched me on Twitter and he tweeted me and basically then set his, like, 2.5 million followers on me.
What did he tweet?
He said that I was pathetic and I got shirty with him.
Did he say you were, did he say the word pathetic or did he say, I'm just trying to think.
Oh, he got me a plonker.
Okay, and that you had got shirty with him for having an exchange with him. He's got many, many followers, a million plus. Did they get on to you then as a result?
Yeah, that was the thing. I mean, I asked a silly question of Russell Crowe on Twitter and I'm a print journalist. Anything I do, if I'm writing about anybody for Mail on Sunday, if I'm interviewing anybody for evoke.ie, I ring them and I give them the right reply. As the day went on, Ryan, I mean, I looked at some of the comments. Some of them were positive towards me, but by and large, they're very, very, like, nasty. So you have people sitting at home, like, tweeting me, and, you know, it's like, obviously it was an embarrassing question. It's not going to make or break my career, do you know what I mean? But you have people sitting at home all day tweeting me and, like, just being nasty.
Give me a flavour of what they were saying so we can understand what you were going to.
Oh, just, you know, I should get a new job. I mean, some then people commenting on your appearance. It was just downright. It was just ignorant and nasty. And this is, you know, and unfortunately it is the world that we live in. But, I mean, for for an A-list movie star to be flying around the world, to take the time to find me on Twitter and set like 2.5 million followers on me. I mean, I just think that, you know, speaks more about him. I mean, I really admire Russell Crowe. I think he's an amazing actor. But I mean, it was a small exchange on a red carpet. I was there to do a job. He was there to do a job. You know, he was there to promote his movie. I was there to interview him for both like the Mail and for evoke.ie. But, like, I just think the reaction has just been you know, it's very upsetting, to be honest.
You're getting a taste of what it's like to be in showbiz.
I am getting a taste of what it's like, but as I said, I mean, if I write about something, my name is to it. My face is paper, my email is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not somebody anonymous sitting behind a computer at home.
And that's what you've been getting, is the anonymous stuff.
That's
what happens, unfortunately, when your head goes above the parapet, as yours has done in this case. Whereas, where, you know, Russell Crowe, people say, no, it was rubbish, or they might say, no, it was brilliant. You're going to get the best of, or the worst of both worlds. So I noticed in a bit of the social network sort of reaction yesterday that they were pretty much down on you.
They were very down on me, you know, and I mean, like, I'm not going to say it's not upsetting. It is very upsetting, you know, but I'm thick-skinned. I mean, I took on Russell Crowe, so, I mean, I can deal with it.
There, for the grace of God, it happens to me too, doing interviews. You might get a fact wrong or something. I'm not getting that. And people, like Ted Tech says, it was embarrassing to watch and she should have done her research and all of that. But I think if you'd go back to the question you asked in your defence, you said, are you going to bring your rugby team over? I mean, it seemed like a bit small potatoes to be getting into the, well, rugby union versus rugby league in the first instance. For somebody so famous and A-listy, you think you'd have bigger problems to be dealing with in terms of nitty-gritty like that. You there? Have we lost her? Steve, you're back with us.
Fine, how are you?
Okay, so we're getting a huge response in, and actually, it's very favourable towards you.
Thank you.
You'd be glad to know. Let's take a couple of the questions too. Are you sorry you didn't know about the rugby, or do you care now?
I care that, like, I mean, we all try to know as much as we can about most things. So yes, I care that I asked a silly question. But in the grand scheme of things, if that's the little that I know in my life, I mean, I think I can live with that. You know.
And why did you take him on then when he did get shirty?
I just reacted. I was just very taken aback by his response to me. I mean, it was very ungracious. I mean, I was there. Like, evoke.ie is a new website, and this whole world of, you know, we have to, like, we interview people on camera. It's new to me. It's different. I'm just training, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was excited to meet Russell Crowe. He's a brilliant actor. He's a Hollywood superstar. So I was just maybe a bit nervous, but I was very taken aback by his reaction to me, you know?
Okay, comments in 51552. Brian says, Russell Crowe, great actor, shit person. Jem Mitchell says, I think we all know that Russell Crowe is not a particularly good human being. Another, Orla says, tell that girl she did a great job interviewing an ignorant twit. He could have taken that as a bit of a joke. He isn't a good actor. I don't know why people put him up on a pedestal. You go, girl. Although I have to say, I think we both agree he's a great actor. It just goes to show what a muppet he is, and his followers are sheep. Ryan, the gobby twatters have nothing better to do. They shouldn't be so lippy face to face as Coco and Tipperary. Tell Niamh, chin up. Russell was being an ass and all the rest of it. Ryan,
I mean, when I said it to Russell, I mean, he said to me, oh, well, I corrected myself, you know, because obviously he knew that he made a mistake by mixing up where he was, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for him to go home then, or to fly off and promote his movie somewhere else, and I mean, this is a Hollywood superstar who's flying around the world promoting his movie. He went to the trouble to find me on Twitter, which, as I said, isn't easy, because this was, he tweeted me before anything had really happened, you know. And
yeah.
I'm not saying that he set his people on me, but I mean, he knew by him tweeting me it was going to start this.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes when people retweet something that they don't like, they know pretty much that their followers will react along in that sheep-like fashion. Richie in Mayo says, to be fair, the tweet in which Russell Crowe called Niamh Walsh a plonker was in reply to a tweet in which she goaded him using the hashtag FearlessJourno. He didn't seek her out, as she stated.
Well, he actually did, because that was a tweet that was actually a bit of banter between myself and my colleague Owen Murphy. Owen, who is, I mean, I think you know Owen, he's
a
massive
Owen.
Rugby fan.
Yeah.
And he's always trying to educate me on rugby, so I think Owen's delighted now that I didn't, that he knows I know little about rugby, had tweeted me on Saturday night and said, are you watching the rugby?
What goes around comes around.
And Russell wasn't actually tagged in that tweet. So, like, to say that I prompted that reaction is totally untrue, because Russell wasn't tagged.
The tirade of abuse was an absolute disgrace yesterday. I'm embarrassed to be Irish. It was vicious and completely over the top. Chin up, lady. Don't mind any of them. Another one says, Niamh has been given the opportunity to discuss what happened, but I find her to be inarticulate and really not very forthcoming with facts, considering she's a journalist. Very strange. She probably just annoyed him. Will you tell Niamh she's a star for standing up to him? He's a contrary git, to put it mildly. I think he is a god. He thinks he is god and badly needs to be brought down to the little man he is. I think she's telling a little white lie. She tweeted Crow about being a fearless reporter. He then replied to her.
Yeah, I actually didn't tweet. Yeah, and qualified. People want to look at my Twitter. I didn't. I tweeted Owen Murphy and it was like banter between myself and Owen. Russell wasn't. He wasn't tagged in that at all.
Did Niamh think she was ignorant to Russell? I thought she was an awful interviewer. Take as a compliment that you rattled him. Good for you. It was embarrassing to watch and she should have done her research, and then to brag about it on Twitter, cringe. She should be quiet about it now. Why did she go to Twitter if she didn't want him to respond?
But that's the thing, I didn't go to Twitter. I didn't. I had a bit of banter with like a friend of mine on Twitter. Russell Crowe wasn't tagged and at this stage the video wasn't up there. So like, I don't see how people are saying that Russell Crowe would know myself and Owen Murphy, because I mean he didn't know who I was. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, I hear you. Okay, well, look, with all of that in mind, obviously, did you go home and read it all?
I read some of the comments, yeah. And then, you know, I mean...
You'd know where you are a rookie in the business, Niamh, if you're reading all that muck. Believe me, after a few years, you'll learn that when you go home, you watch the telly. You don't look at the computer.
Well, I mean, hopefully now people will go on to evoke.ie and look at our interview and see how good I really am.
Well, we'll see. I feel I have evoke.ie tattooed to my forehead now. After Okay, we'll take a few more because it actually is a huge response. People really found this to be a talking point in the last 24 hours. So goes to show how sick we all are of talking about the Gardaí, let's face it. Niamh only exposed a clueless fool who only needs to hire a new entourage, says Jessica. Couldn't even remind him what part of the world he was premiering in. Consider it flattery that he went hunting for her on Twitter. Fair play, girl, he's an overpaid gorilla. Ian says, Russell must be a thick old who are saying it's good to be in the UK when he's in Ireland. I hate these celebrities with a bad attitude. They're in such a privileged position, they could at least be courteous. Her main mistake was that she shouldn't have taken to Twitter to brag about being a fearless reporter, and I wonder he replied to her. Now she is wondering why she is getting a backlash. And another says, I think Niamh was very silly. He explained once that they were not it wasn't the same game, and she continued to push him and bring something that had no relevance to the conversation. She did this for publicity and it worked out. It was bad journalism in my opinion. So you're getting the full range of reaction to you, but you must be quite taken aback by the amount of reaction. I am.
I like hugely, you know, and obviously, I mean, yeah, it wasn't the smartest question to ask, do you know what I mean? But it wasn't, I mean, in the scheme of things, it wasn't the most idiotic thing, you know, I'm sure he's ever been asked, or any actor or any celebrity that you interview. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it is very upsetting to, you know, people be on Twitter and, you know, saying nasty things about you when they don't know you. I mean, I do great work in the Irish Mail on Sunday, and or for any job that I've ever had. So for people to sit there and, you know, at home on Twitter all day, and I mean, yes, this has happened to me yesterday, but I mean, this is happening to people like all around the world, all around the country. I mean, how many people have been bullied on Twitter or in social media by people sitting at home anonymously posting comments about you? You know.
Well, I think that if you put yourself out there like I do every day and on a Friday night, you have to accept that it's not. I don't think it's bullying. Actually, I think it's just comment. And if people don't like you, they don't like you. We can't call everything bullying, can we?
Yeah, no, I appreciate. Like, I mean, not everybody will like you. And I mean, obviously, your comments today were very positive towards me. But yeah, I mean, it is. It is very upsetting.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. But certainly, you're out there now, Niamh.
I am.
For better or for worse. How do you feel now? Do you think it's for better or for worse?
Well, I mean, obviously today I'm thinking it's a bit better, but I'm thick-skinned. I'll be back out there. I mean, I'm going to work today. I'll be back out there doing my job. I'll be back on the red carpet and I won't be afraid to interview anybody again. I mean, I won't let something like this get me down.
You're battle-hardened, is that what you're saying?
I'm not battle-hardened. I'm just made of stern and stuff.
Okay. Look, thanks for talking to us this morning. Appreciate it.
Brilliant.
All the best. Thanks a million.